You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News, filling in for Austin Brume, I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. To invest in Wisconsin's transportation system, Governor Tony Evers signed a $2.5 million contract to improve Wisconsin Highway 13 from North Fork Flambeau River, the bridge to 5th Street North here in the city of Park Falls. The work is scheduled to begin this coming Monday, June 30th. American Asphalt of Wisconsin is the prime contractor for this project. Crews will reconstruct the highway, replace sidewalk and curb ramps. They'll replace streetlights and fixtures, and they'll replace pavement markings. During construction, Highway 13 will have one lane open to traffic each direction. Access will be maintained to businesses and residents at all times. Construction is scheduled to be completed on September 5th of 2025. The schedule is dependent on favorable weather conditions and construction progress. Wire fraud and money laundering right here in North Central Wisconsin, in Wausau, in fact. Brittany Merlot has more on this story.
Stanley Povall is alleged to have stolen more than $15 million from investors. Timothy O'Shea, a United States attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, announced the unsealing of a criminal complaint charging the 63-year-old man from Wausau. Povall was arrested on Saturday and made his initial appearance in federal court on Monday. He's detained and pending further proceedings. Here's what happened. 6 years ago, he started soliciting investors to purchase promissory notes from him with supposed guaranteed rates of return. He falsely told them that he was a wealthy businessman. Since May of 2019 until March of this year, he received more than $15 million from at least 120 different investors. The criminal complaint also alleges that Povall did not actually invest the majority of the money. Instead, he used the money to live an extravagant lifestyle, buying over 300 snowmobiles. And to keep the fraud scheme going, Povall also used new investor money to make lulling payments to previous investors to make it appear as though those investors were earning investment returns. An investigation by the IRS, criminal investigation, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation resulted in the charges. The prosecution of the case is being handled by Assistant U.S. Attorney Aaron Wegner. Now, a charge is merely an accusation, and a person named as a defendant in a criminal complaint or indictment is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
And the first of three Looney Tunes in the Park is happening at Carroll Park in Mercer this Saturday with live music from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, the first one is this Saturday, June 28th. There will be food, beverages, and exciting raffles. Funds raised will be going toward the new community playground for Mercer. The rush continues for a state budget. It's due on Monday, and there are fractures among Republicans on top of tension between them and Governor Tony Evers. Savannah Tolmay Olson has more on this story.
Last week, talks broke down between Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the Assembly, but the clock's ticking here. And now the governor says he will not sign a budget unless it includes money for child care counts. That was a pandemic-era subsidy that went to child care providers. It expires in this budget. Without it, up to a quarter of Wisconsin child care facilities could close. That's according to research commissioned by the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans' plans do not include child care counts.
We're already doing things on child care, so I feel like a lot of that isn't necessarily focused on the details. It's more on the broad picture. But look, I know we're going to make investments in trying to help make sure that parents have access to child care.
But Voss says those investments would not include payments to child care providers.
Our caucus has been pretty steadfast in saying we are not just going to write checks out to providers, just like you don't write a check out to the person who owns a grocery store to lower the food costs.
Corinne Hendrickson, a family child care provider, was on Matt and Air on Air responding to that grocery store analogy.
And I thought to myself, we're the farmers in this situation, in this scenario. We're not the grocery store owners. We don't sell the children. We are the farmers. And we subsidize farmers and ag like crazy so that people can afford and access food. So we are the exact same situation.
So far, there are no meetings scheduled for the Joint Finance Committee this week. The committee would have to pass a budget plan. Then that would go to the full legislature for a vote before it could head to the governor.
Wednesday Night Live is back for a second big night tonight in Park Falls. It starts at 6 o'clock at Old A Memorial Park. Rising Phoenix will take to the stage. Grab a lawn chair, go on down there, grab a beverage and some food available. Rising Phoenix tonight, 6 o'clock, Wednesday Night Live at Old Abe Memorial Park here in Park Falls. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is warning homeowners to beware of storm chasers after natural disasters like the storms and flooding that hit in the last few days. Melissa Kay has more on this.
Not all storm chasers and out-of-town contractors are scammers, but some may lack the proper licensing for the area. They may offer quick fixes or make big promises they won't keep. The BBB recommends contacting your insurance company first. After that, do your research to find trusted contractors or get references from friends and relatives. Resist high-pressure sales. Be especially wary of door-to-door contractors. Don't sign over insurance checks to contractors and be cautious of requests to pay for everything up front. Be careful allowing someone you don't know to inspect places you can't see. An unethical contractor may create damage to get work, so get familiar with your home. Keep tabs on the conditions of hard-to-see places often and take pictures. You can find more info at bbb.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick. Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and the Pirates today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates playing today to see who wins their series. Milwaukee winning 9-3 last night thanks to shortstop Joey Ortiz with two home runs, four runs batted in. Pat Murphy.
Well, I'm really happy for Joey. He also goes out and plays the heck out of defense. One of the most important positions on the field, and he plays it really well. So I'm really, really pleased with confidence is number one.
Basketball. Round one of the NBA draft is tonight. The Bucks don't have a pick until tomorrow night in the second round. NFL, former Packers and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers and was on the McAfee show asked, will this be his final year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace. Great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just as Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting. Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today with some locally heavy rain possible today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We could end up with an inch or more in some spots. High today in the low 70s. Tonight will drop into the low to mid 50s. Highs tomorrow in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.